Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends and foes, and even foes in the family. We're still recording. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, episode number 639. Where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary and the Matthew Henry Commentary. Pardon me. Beloved, this podcast is based upon the Word of God found in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So therefore, the aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and simple prayer and the giving of the sense of the Word of God, it is my humble prayer that the true church would be revived and the world would be awakened and saved from the wrath of God to come and from the eternal burning hell by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world when he who preached the gospel first and best said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So if you're listening to me right now, bow your head and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day to save your eternal soul from hell. Believe in him. Call on his name. Pray and ask him to save you, and he will do so. If he did it for me, he will do it for you. Today, beloved, we are reading Nahum chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Let's pray. Holy Father God, grant us your grace, your strength, your anointing, your energy, the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it and to apply it to our lives, to share it with others, to obey it, and to be the shining lights and witnesses that you want us to be in this dark and sin-cursed world. For your glory, praise, and honor, and for the lifting up of Jesus Christ, for we pray it in his name. Amen. Nahum. Chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. And the Lord hath given a commandment concerning thee, that no more of thy name be sown. Out of the house of thy gods will I cut off the graven image and the molten image. I will make thy grave, for thou art vile. Behold, upon the mountains the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. O Judah, keep thy solemn feasts. Perform thy vows, for the wicked shall no more pass through thee. He is utterly cut off. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing in Nahum chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Now here is the sense of it, yea, the understanding of it, with the help of the Holy Ghost, for he's the one who will give us the understanding that we need from the Bible Knowledge Commentary of Dallas Theological Seminary in Dallas, Texas. It goes on to say, whereas Nineveh would have no heirs or places of worship, Judah was called on to worship the Lord in view of her coming deliverance. The Lord's command to Nineveh indicates that she was subject to God's decrees. The Lord's judgment on the city would touch her prosperity and her false worship. No one would be left to worship, and no idols would be left to be worshiped. Pardon me. Many times Nineveh had desecrated the altars and temples of her defeated foes and carried off their images and idols. Assyria thought this meant her gods were superior, but now Nineveh would experience the same fate it had placed on others. The temple of her little g gods was either the temple of Ishtar or of Nabu. God would see that Nineveh was buried because she was vile. In contrast with Nineveh's fall, Judah would experience freedom, liberty. The prophet spoke as if the fall of Nineveh had already occurred, and as if a messenger were arriving on the mountains around Jerusalem to bring the good news. And the fall of the capital of Assyria, the ruthless nation, would indeed be a message of peace. Therefore, Judah could resume her worship, keeping her festivals, the feast of unleavened bread, the feast of harvest or Pentecost, and the feast of ingathering or tabernacles, to express her gratitude to God and to keep her vows. The wicked one would no longer invade Judah because he would be completely destroyed. Nineveh was never rebuilt. So complete was its destruction that when Xenophon passed by the site about 200 years later, he thought the mounds were the ruins of some other city. And Alexander the Great, fighting in a battle nearby, did not realize that he was near the ruins of the once great city called Nineveh. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we praise you and we thank you for your holy word, and we praise you and we thank you for giving us a greater understanding of it, historically as well, perspective-wise. Lord, help us to learn and help us to humble ourselves and to realize that to you it does not matter who we think we are, that if we don't glorify your name, and do what you made us to do, we will suffer the consequences. So Lord, help us to learn to be obedient. Help us to learn to love you back, to fear you, to obey you, and to be faithful to you, no matter what. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day of your life, and pray without ceasing to God about everything, and for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Now, dear friends, if you're with us today and you do not know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, allow me to show you how you can place your faith and trust in Him, Jesus Christ, for your soul's salvation from sin and hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We all have failed God. We're all guilty before God. You do not have the right to look down your nose at others. You're just as wicked as others. Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin always. You will be paid for your sins one day. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Our payday someday is death. To these beautiful bodies, death to so many things before you die, death to marriages, death to relationships, death to material things. You will experience 1,000 deaths before you die because of sin. But ultimately you will die physically, your body will be put in a cold, dark grave. And that ought to be frightening because it is frightening. But more frightening is that your soul, if it dies without Christ, will go to a burning hell to spend eternity in a dark place, even though there's fire. You say, "Preacher, I don't believe that a loving God would put people in the hell." Well, Jesus Christ, the loving and lowly one, preached more on hell than he did about heaven. Jesus Christ, the loving one and the lowly one, preached more on hell than any prophet in the Bible. He said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Whatever you do, don't experience the second death, because it's bad news. Hell is bad news. But I have good news for you. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. And he said these words to you before he left here: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish," that is, perish in hell, "but have everlasting life." Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Pray and ask Jesus Christ to save your soul and to come into your heart and change your life. He will do it. Romans 10:9 and 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, and you're ready to trust him as your Savior, pray and ask him to save you, and he will. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer in what is called the sinner's prayer or the prayer of salvation. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I am guilty because I have broken your Ten Commandments, your law. I've taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored and disobeyed and disrespected my own parents. I have lied many times before. I have lusted after people and things and what others have. I've stolen things before. So Lord, that's 5 to 6 commandments I've already broken out of your Ten Commandments. And so please have mercy and grace upon me. For your Holy Son's sake, Jesus Christ, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way that I know how, in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil ways. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, allow me to say to you, dear friend, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. And Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Until next time, my beloved, God loves you. We love you. And may God bless you real good until next time. Now, I may be traveling here over the next few days, but I will resume preaching as soon as I get back. And I will do some preaching while I'm on the road. So thank you so much for your prayers. Please continue to pray for us, and we will continue to pray for you. God bless you until next time.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6